Gunners and Ali. The perfect blend of the morning.
Gunners and Ali, the wave.
Woolies, or Woolworths, stopped providing free plastic bags for customers on this day in 2018, and I still forget my bloody shopping bags every time I go.
Leave them in the car.
Yeah, but then you bring them in when you unpack, and then I forget to take them out again.
Well, put a reminder on your phone or something.
Oh no, I'd need to stick it to my forehead.
On March the 1st, 2004, I saw David Bowie perform live at Supreme Court Gardens in Perth, the best $150 I think I've ever spent in my life. I didn't realise, of course, at the time that that would be the last time I'd see him. And I was going to see Prince a few years ago for the piano and microphone solo performance shows, but thought, no, look, I'll just wait until he comes next time, brings his whole band before I buy tickets. And, of course, that unfortunately never happened either. And it got me and Ali to thinking, what concert would I go to, or what concert would either of us or any of us go to featuring a now sadly gone muso? And there's just, the list is endless.
I know, for me, David Bowie, number one. I would definitely love to see him live and doing his thing. Close is Freddie Mercury.
Well, Freddie Mercury's at the top of my list because I didn't see
David Bowie.
But Freddie would be up there, and I'd like to see another NXS show with Michael Hutchins.
Ah, that would be amazing. So up on our Facebook page and our Instagram, we've popped up a grid. Now, there's only 12 spots I could fill with these amazing legends. So we want to know, if you could only purchase one ticket, who would you see? I mean, we've got Kurt Cobain on there, obviously David Bowie, Janis Joplin, Aretha, Whitney, James Morrison.
John Lennon.
Yeah, hop online and tell us, if you could purchase one ticket, who would you see? And if we've missed anyone off that you would definitely want to go see, pop it in the comments.
Yeah. Now, a short time ago, we talked about musos that are no longer with us. So Ali put together a post with 12 now departed musicians with the questions. If you could only have one ticket, who would you go and see? And, well, Johnny Cash scored a vote. Bob Marley scored a vote. Queen with Freddie scored 4 votes.
Yes.
Aretha's got 1, 3 for Elvis, 1 for Bon Scott, 1 for Jim Morrison. But there were a couple of other ones as well.
Yeah, there was. There was Chrissy Amphlett. There was also
Divinals, yes, of course.
Michael Jackson and Tupac. But then Steph, she won because she was clever and said, a ticket to the afterlife.
So
one
she
ticket
could see
to
them
the
all.
Yes.
Ah,
well, kind of cheating, but we like it. My turn for the hard word today. I love this word. Are you ready?
Give it to me.
Niblick.
Well, you're going to say something else there for a second. Niblick.
What do you think I was going to say?
Nothing.
Okay, niblick.
That's a type of golf shoe, isn't it?
Well, here we go. Is it A, a comic routine, B, an iron golf club, or C, a pocket flask?
Well, it's got to be the second one because that's golf related. Niblick.
You are so clever. It is B, an iron golf club. Give yourself a cheer.
I earned that.
You did. You so did.
Wake up with Gunners and Ali. Back tomorrow from 6.
91.7 The Wave.